Good morning. This is Kate Olson with the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension with your Extension Report this morning. As the air turns cooler, our thoughts start to turn to fall produce. Whether you're looking for a nutritious, high-quality product to put on your table this fall, or a perfectly cured product to display, we're going to talk today about storing and harvesting winter squash, pumpkins, and gourds. First of all, let's talk about winter squash. They should be harvested when the fruits are fully mature. You can tell winter squash is mature when the fruit have very hard skins that cannot be punctured with your thumbnail. Additionally, mature winter squash will have dull-looking surfaces. When harvesting winter squash, make sure to handle them carefully to avoid cuts and bruises. These injuries will not only make them unsightly, but they will also provide an entry for rot-producing organisms. Cut the fruit off the vine with a pruning shears and leave an inch of stem on each fruit. After harvesting, you will want to cure winter squash, except for acorn, at a temperature of about 80 to 85 degrees and a relative humidity of 80 to 85%. This curing will help harden the skin and heal any cuts or scratches. You do not want to cure acorn squash. The high temperature and relative humidity during the curing process will reduce the quality and storage life of an acorn squash. After winter squash is cured, it can be stored in a cool, dry, well-ventilated location with a temperature of about 50 to 55 degrees. Do not store the squash near apples, pears, or other ripening fruit, as they release a gas that will shorten the storage life of squash. When properly cured and stored, the storage lives of acorn, butternut, and Hubbard squash are approximately 5 to 8 weeks, 2 to 3 months, and 5 to 6 months, respectively. So again, with acorn squash, approximately 5 to 8 weeks, and they do not need to be cured. Butternut can be stored, if cured properly, from 2 to 3 months, and Hubbard squash can be stored 5 to 6 months if it is properly cured. The big orange pumpkins are starting to grow in the field this time of year as well. They can be harvested when they develop that deep, uniform orange color and the rind is hard. Mature pumpkins can be left in the garden until the vines are killed by a frost or light freeze. When you harvest pumpkins, make sure to, again, handle carefully to avoid cuts and bruises, and cut them from the vine with a sharp knife or a pair of lopping shears. Make sure to leave several inches of stem attached to each fruit. Pumpkin with a 3 to 5 inch stem or handle is more attractive in general. Also, pumpkins with stems are less likely to rot, but do not carry the pumpkin by their stems, as the stems may not be able to support the weight of the pumpkin and may break off, exposing the pumpkin to potential rot. After you harvest the pumpkin, cure at a temperature of 80 to 85 degrees and 80% humidity for about 10 days. Curing will help to harden the skin and heal cuts and scratches. After curing, again, store pumpkins in a cool, dry place with a temperature between 50 to 55 degrees. When you're storing pumpkins, make sure to place them in a single layer where they do not touch one another. This good air circulation will help to prevent moisture from forming on the surface of the fruit and will also retard the growth of any decay, fungi, or bacteria. Placing pumpkins in piles may generate unwanted heat, which may result in the rotting of some fruit. When you're anywhere in the curing process, you want to promptly remove and discard any pumpkins that show signs of decay so they don't spread to the other pumpkins you're storing. And finally, decorative gourds are another crop that begins to be ready this time of year. You want to harvest gourds with the stems attached after the fruit begins to dry and turn brown. Since the rind or skin may be susceptible to bruising or scratching, again, handle the gourds carefully. Cut them from a vine with hand shears, leaving a few inches of stem attached. After harvesting, you may wash the gourds gently in warm, soapy water to remove any dirt, then wipe them with a soft, clean cloth dampened in a small amount of household disinfectant. This disinfectant should destroy any decay organisms which could lead the fruit to rot. Finally, dry each gourd with a soft cloth. You want to dry or cure your gourds by placing them in a warm, dry, well-ventilated location such as a garage or shed. Place the gourds in a single layer on clean newspapers or shelves and space them so they do not touch one another. Turn the gourds frequently and promptly remove any that show signs of decay. Large gourds also can be dried by hanging them from beams or rafters. Drying or curing will take several weeks. Approximately 1 to 2 weeks will be required for the outer skin to dry and harden, and internal drying will take several additional weeks. gourds are adequately dried and cured when the seeds begin to rattle inside. So the next time you look out in your garden and see all the potential food and decorations, make sure you follow these tips so that beauty and nutrition can get to your table this fall. This has been Kate Olson with your Extension Report.